Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream it, have some heart, take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission, so every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanna get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, wanted to help myself. But that shit only hurt me, causing me to go fever. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I was faced with the demons, but them demons pumped fear, causing me to be shook. Man, I couldn't even stare. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the world, so mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt me. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse, it can only get better. Now look at me now, 11 years going strong. Now you can't tell me that I don't deserve the throne. I picked up this pen and hoping not to save a life. The first time you fail, do it again, you get it right. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm a undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm a undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm a undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm a undefeated.
I'm a undefeated king. Shout out to my city, Rochester, New York. Stand up.
I'm a undefeated.
Seattle.
Yo, what it do, what it do, King Kush, money in the building, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Control Room, where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. You know, we have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists globally from all over the world, you know. Such as that brother right there, King Kush Money, man. He did a marvelous job right there, man, with Undefeated King. If you want to find that album, excuse me, that song, all you got to do is go to iTunes.com/King Kush Money and just look up Undefeated King, man. It's there. It's on iTunes. It's on all major platforms. And, yeah, so tonight we got a special guest tonight, man. Preacher House going to be in the building, man. So shout out to the West Coast. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player. Most definitely, man. Preacher House has been here before. So before we get into him, man, we're going to go ahead and jump into one of his songs. And we'll go ahead and get right into him when we get back after this song. So let's get right into it. King Kush Money, The Control Room. Appreciate y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it in. Black guys, let's play one of his tracks.
Baby, can you tell me what I'm feeling?
been trying to rush through it, though it's hard to keep pace. I've been doing my thing, still going my way. And if you don't like it, I'll lead you to the highway. Only got time to get paid, wasting too much time just trying to get laid. Now I'm taking back to the game, and it's the reason why I came. I thought I found love, but to you it was all a game.
King Kush Money is back in the building, man, on the control room. Thank y'all for tuning in, showing your love. Man, right there, that was Preacher House right there. I don't know the title of that track, actually. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and ask Preacher House what was the title of that track. Yo, Preacher House, you in the building?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, guys, man? Appreciate y'all having me on for sure. Much love.
Much love,
but
much love,
title
man.
Title of that track there. Title of that track there was Ain't True, man. That's featuring Kelsey. That's really like an old one I had when I first opened my studio. It's just something I want to put out there, play a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Never really seen time of day.
Real talk, man. Man, what was the vibe like when you put that track together, and when did you put that track together?
Oh, man, that's probably been, like I say, about 9 years ago I probably worked on that track. But, man, it was just one of them things, you know. Women Get Your Heart, that's where that song come from.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Most definitely, man. So why don't you talk to the people, man, let them know where you're from and who you are and what you do.
Of course, I'm down here in East Tennessee, man, 423 area. Most people know it because of Bristol, the NASCAR races. They're getting ready to have that here soon. Got a lot of people from this area, man. I'm working with BP, of course, BP Entertainment. Shout out to him doing his thing, getting it done for us. So you're going to see a lot of people, you know, coming from my area up here that he's going to help us get on for sure. And that's what I got tonight, man. I threw you some things to introduce some people. I think you'll hopefully like to hear what they got.
Man, real talk, man. Most definitely, man. Yeah, you're definitely doing your thing, and keep on doing your thing. This is the second time I think I had you on, right?
Yeah, second time, man. I appreciate it.
Man, most definitely, man. Keep doing your thing, man. And caller, stay right there. Don't hang up. We're going to get to y'all. Actually, first caller of tonight, let's go ahead and jump right into it, man. Your first caller, state your name is and where you from.
Hey, Coach, this is Paul Mash. How you doing there, man?
What's up, Mr. Mash? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I interviewed your guest there one time. It was back in February. He was a pretty awesome artist, Preacher House. So I was glad to interview him there.
Preacher House.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on, Paul. Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate you coming on, man. Give me a shout-out for sure. That was my first interview was with him.
Oh, that's dope. That's awesome, man. Shout out to Paulie, man. He definitely do a lot of interviews over here on For the Record Radio. And, man, so, Paulie, for the people that don't know, why don't you let the people know what you do?
Okay. Well, as I said, my name is Paul Mash. I have a show called Paul Mash TV. It's an online show. You can catch it on YouTube. And what I do is I interview independent artists because sometimes they have a hard time getting their name out there. And that's what I help with. I interview them. The interview is probably about 5, 10, sometimes 15 minutes. And after the interview, I use Zoom. excuse me. And then after the interview, I put one of their music videos on, so you need to send me a link from YouTube. And after we hang up from Zoom, I can usually have it in your hands about 1 to 2 hours later. And like I said, everybody loves the show, and everyone wants to come back more than once. And right now, I think the episode count is like 627, so I've done a lot. So if anybody out there wants to get on the board, just call Kush or Flog Dows or anybody here, and I'll get you set up.
Real talk, man. Shout out to Paulie, man. He definitely hooks us up, man, and you know, hooks up a lot of people over here, man, on For the Record Radio. Hooked up Preacher House, hooked up myself, hooked up Fly Gaza.
Definitely.
Hooked up a lot, man. If you guys looking to get hooked up, you know, all you got to do, man, call us right now, 929-477-2425, and we'll let you know how to get in contact with Mr. Paul Mash. Or you can just hit up Paul Mash directly, man, on his Facebook, man. Look up Paul Mash, man. You'll find this brother. You got a Facebook, you got a YouTube, you know, and all you need is Zoom. Y'all can get it on, man. Real talk, man. You're Paulie, man. I know you got a shout-out and request.
Yeah, I think I'll play Fire in the Trunk tonight by Toby Swisher.
All right, man. Oh, actually, before we play that, did you have any questions for my guest?
Well, as I interviewed him already, I can't think of anything more right now.
All right. Well, it's all good, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and get it in, man, with Toby Swisher, Fire in the Trunk. Let's get it, man, right here on For the Record Radio Monstars, the control room. Get it.
Fire! Yeah. I got that motherfucking fire in the trunk. I'm old a doobie, getting high on my Scooby Doopy. Bitches that wanna screw me is calling and trying to sue me. Bumping that Snoopy snooping, got goofies up in the hoopy. I'm rolling around in my hood, screaming out whoopy whoop, whoopy whoop. Niggas only got room for two, but I'm better off in my coop. Ladies is trying to cope when I tell them look at my roof. Don't blow away my coat, get the coat up right next to you. Passing out on my blunt and I hit it right after you. Flexing out after school on my crib this late afternoon. It's whatever I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to go do it soon. Find this new instrumental, I probably gon' make a tune. Probably gon' hit my tune and release all of my inner tunes. I'm like the movies, fucking around with these bougies. Touchy feeling with mooches, Jimmy up in my wallet. No hesitation to do it. Burden of entertainment with capitalizing music. Making a remedy to go satisfy all my humans. Play all my sleeping dragons. Battle rap in the jaw on your body. The one I'm dragging your body. Lay in my casket, bastard. Non-sober and fully plastered. Working like I'm a slave, but I'm chilling like I'm the master. Acid in my delivery, irritating the masses. Passing my rapping classes, behind designer glasses. Asses need to be slapped, but these rappers thinking they faster than Jabba. Don't own a killer spree, and I'm cannibal. My meals are prepared, but I bought love of Hannibal.
antelope. Cannon up on my table, my angle sends you to Angelo. Motherfucking beast and these rappers looking like antelope. Motherfucking beast and these rappers don't run with animals. Everybody say that I cock and spray with a hammer. No Annie up on my medical cup. I am an antelope jumper. I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Ooh ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Hey, hey! I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire. I don't sit baby talk. Don't do that goo goo gaga. I am that dude to look boo your head off like Nobunaga. I got two dudes and two deuces that deuces to the problems. Them bitches go do 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 do. That's sayonara. Ain't claiming God in my title, I claim the higher power. You couldn't marvel my prowess, I climbed the higher tower. Lyrics like verse and the dragon, nigga, that's firepower. Magician mixed with a ninja bullet like Okinawa. I'm always rolling and blowing, smoking the dopest sour. I hope you focus, my hocus pocus ain't smoking mirrors. My flow like locust, I'm loco long as I call these niggas. My flow like dopest, like coke, before it cut my nigga. And everybody look at me because I'm so impressive. But then I teach them a lesson and they become aggressive. Homie, I murdered the lesson, that's how I got progressive. You couldn't last a fucking second in my effervescence. Bitch, I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire in the trunk. Say what?
Fire!
GT!
This is Tom Deesnuts with News Channel 420. We're live in the pursuit of a dangerous chase that has been happening throughout the Tri-Cities area all day long. Authorities are urging that civilians stay off the roads if possible. And if you are driving, make your way safely to the side of the road. We're now hearing the identity of the vehicle occupants. It believes to be Preacher House Entertainment with Preach, Entity the Ghost, and Seven. We will keep you up to date with the story as it unfolds.
Till the day that I die, they won't be looking at me. Now them cops are behind just to try to sweat me. Cause I go speak my mind, say it for the police. Now I say for the judge, now the prisoners want me. You think I've given a fuck, it's still the way I'ma be. Saying G, still right until I D-I-E. Still give my love to the 423. Everywhere, that's where I will be. It's where you can find me. Bet you ask them cops is rolling right behind me. But I'm still drinking on the
high.
Getting ill, popping pills and gripping on a five piece. Call that bitch my dime piece. She always stays shiny. Making back up when she stands up behind me. She stays right beside me. Never quits when the cops get up inside of me.
I was riding hot in my X2 car, smoking that loud, bumping that Tupac. Reversed so fast I didn't see that nigga. Cop pulled around through my glass, getting bigger. They took away my car and I'm walking with a ticket. My uncle on the phone trying to see if he can fix it. These hoes so loud like the birds in the south. I don't give a fuck, they need to watch their fucking mouth. I started out nice, as you see it's getting cold. I'm a born legend with a story untold. I know they like that bass cause it's bumping in their ears. I'm so young, this is starting my career. Why fuck police, wanna take a nigga life? Ran into them on sight, ran gang more than twice. Before I go back to jail, I guess I'll be in hell. Behind black bars seems so unfair.
Story, we are pursued still, and it looks like the car is coming to a complete stop. It's hard to see anything, there's smoke pouring from the window. It's hard to see. Oh, it looks like they're on foot. The suspects are on foot now and they're running. Looks like they're spreading out. They're all running in different directions. Police are in pursuit. Folks, this does not look good.
Yeah. Never even gave a fuck. They'll find you decapitated. All I had to say was jump. Yeah. We ride deep, my mama loved me, but she always called me her black sheep, cause I came from nothing. Now I see the blue light, dang I'm running. I ain't going tonight, cause that's two strikes, my evil platinum. K9 units find me in the back of an Acura, saying I look like Dracula. Never change me, I'm aiming and I'm slapping ya. Your best accurate, twisted words keep them awake like Max Alert. They probably don't like me, but I can crumble any track to dirt. Yeah. And that's what's got me wanted. Dead or alive, I strive to steady knock opponents. I hopped up on it, now they got me on the ground.
I'm never getting out.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on with it, man? King Kush Money back in the building. That right there was Riding Hot by Preacher House. Preacher House, man, you want to talk to the people, man, let them know what's up with that track, man, what was the vibe like, and what inspired you to write that?
Man, of course, a lot of what going on in the world would influence that. Of course, that was to introduce you to the Seven, man. That is the second one with the second verse on there. She's a girl in the game. She can sing and she can rap, man. We're going to try to work on a solo project for her. So, man, I want y'all to be looking out for her for sure.
Man, that's what's up, man. So why don't you go ahead, so can the people find that song on iTunes anywhere or what?
You will find it real soon, actually. That's going to be on the album. It's going to drop. It's the Preach Nation out. 3 is what it's going to be called. So be looking for that. That one's definitely going to be on there.
Man, that's what's up, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Why don't you get the people your social media so they can follow you?
Yeah, definitely, man. Hit me up. It's Preacher House. That's PreachaHouse. So holler at me.
Let them know, man. Where you from? You got a southern accent.
Tennessee, man. Like I say, I'm over here in East Tennessee, so definitely got the southern draw for sure.
That's what's up, man. How the weather is out there?
Man, it's been pretty nice today, actually. It's supposed to rain, but it held off, so it's been pretty decent. Not as hot as it was, that's for sure.
Well, definitely, man. I actually was in New York not too long ago, and, man, the weather was pretty damn nice out there. I was surprised around this time, man. It's definitely normally a little cooler, man, but it was definitely nice, man. And I came back to Seattle. Seattle definitely got some nice weather, man. So, yeah, it was good weather all the way around, man. It's hopefully it stays this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it definitely do a lot of rain and out here
man.
In Seattle,
I like
man.
It.
Yes, sir. So what made you decide to do music?
Man, I've always had a love for music, you know, since I was a kid. Of course, all of it. Of course, my first album I got was the rap was the Easy Does It. What my friend turned me on to. From then, dude, I've been hooked, you know. But my dad was into music. Of course, his music was different than mine, you know, but I just always think music ran in the blood.
Right. Definitely, man. So what makes you different from other artists out there?
Man, I just think we're bringing a different thing, you know, a different vibe, something a little different than what's already out there, that's for sure, so. Trying to keep a message with most of it, you know.
Right. That's definitely important, man. Message is definitely important in the music. And, wow, man. I mean, you're definitely doing your thing. You've been doing it. So just keep doing it, you know. And you sent me a lot of songs, too, man.
Yeah. Like I said, I first had a set I was going to run with, but then I wanted to give the opportunity to introduce some of these artists that we're working on getting some solo albums together for. So I hope you're going to be hearing from them real soon.
Man, I'm sure it will. I mean, I only sent the producer like 4 songs or 5, but I think you sent me like 10, I think, right?
Yeah, I think I sent you 4 to begin with and then changed
right,
it up, sent you 4 different ones. Yep.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So what's your social media again?
Preacher House, man. You can find me Instagram, Facebook, and even YouTube. You can Google search Preach Nation. That's one easy way to find it too. But otherwise, it's going to be PreachaHouse, Preacher House.
So what inspired you to come up with that name?
Man, my dad actually became a preacher. He was a preacher when I was a kid, but he quit doing it. But he got offered to become a preacher again. And when I first started learning, the music was in a studio he had in the basement. And so that's where I derived Preacher House. Like, it's just a spinoff of that. But it turned into more than what I thought, you know. And now I'm known as Preach around where I live. It's crazy.
Right. Preacher House. So Preacher House. And so what's Preach Nation?
Preach Nation, that's the album I've been working on. Like I said, it's one we're pushing here. Going to be the big thing. Like I say, something trying to bring a message, you know, basically to the nation. So that's why it's Preach Nation, so they can hear what I got to say.
Okay. So is that going to be like a record label or something? Just Preach Nation Records or something, or just the album?
No, it's just it's an album I've had in the works, but it's been I've been working on it for a while now, man. So I hope it's going to be hot for sure. But I've got so many songs for it, it's going to break down to like a 3-part album is what it's going to be. So that's why the first stuff I've got
is
Preach Station 3. So, yeah.
So where are you recording your stuff at?
Man, I had my own studio. I had it going for a long time. So,
law
around this area don't much like me. They shut it down.
I moved away for a little bit.
I came back, man. But I've got a studio here I'm going to be dealing with. So.
Yeah.
But most of my stuff I've already
had recorded. And all that.
Oh yeah. Which I've got people that I'll get to for mastering and stuff like that. Like I ain't got time to mess with all that. It takes a lot.
I know, man. You know, I'll be trying to just stay in my own lane. I'm a writer, man. That's what I do. I don't know how to mess with them buttons.
Yeah, I can produce, man. I can get somebody in there and tell them what I want, make it happen, but. I don't know, man. I can't sit there for. I can sit there for hours, but I'll sit there for hours and keep tweaking and tweaking, man. Like, I don't know. You get wrapped up into mastering, dude. I swear, each time I hear it, I'll be like, no, I need to change something else.
He hit me so like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
I already know, man. You know, definitely trying to perfect that sound, man. So I got one question for you, man. A good question, man. What kind of advice would you give to coming artists?
Man, stay at it. And for one, do not let these people scam you. Like, there's straight up so many people out there. That's what they're about, man. It's just out to scam up-and-coming artists, man. So just do you. Stay at it. Hold your head. Watch for the scams. Like,
see that.
That's the truth.
Oh, man, we're real talk, man. We're going to go ahead and jump into one of your songs, man. You know, actually, I think a song that we're trying to put together right now is titled Rain and Thunder. What's up with that song?
Yeah, see, that was another one, man. That was put out a little bit after. I actually had a brother-in-law that died in a helicopter crash, so that kind of inspired that. But that also introduced Seven, because on Seven, in this one, she's singing on the hook. And, of course, she's got a verse in there she's rapping to as well. But that was also her, like I said, and yes. And that's one, like I say, you're going to hear from soon. But it's definitely something with a feel, I guess you can say, man, when you hear it. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Right. All right, then, go ahead and introduce your track to the world right quick.
All right, it's Rain and Thunder. Like I said, it's featuring me. Seven. Kafa, I believe, is also in that. So that's another one we're going to get out there. Man, y'all go ahead and enjoy. Oh, it is The Ghost. The Ghost is in that one. So that's another one, man, I've been working with for a while. So I got a lot from him. So y'all enjoy that.
You can hear it. out the minute you are dying and you choose the way to spend your time. I mean what I say, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Make sure when you leave, there ain't no eyes crying. Let them know one day they'll see you draped in diamonds. This wasn't your time, but you are set to time it. So do yours, never mind who keeps reminding. The fight is just to stop rewinding. We can't change what's behind us. So I spark the light and set the flame to ignite it. I'm just coming to try to set us united. We stand so divided, and the government just wants to collide us. This is real, once we take time to just realize it. So take my hand and take a stand and let's stand by.
You can hear it in the rain and thunder, and this world is trying to take us under. You never know when it will be your number. You can hear it in the rain and thunder. You can hear it in the rain and thunder, and this world is trying to take us under. You never know when it will be your number. You can hear it in the rain and thunder.
Yeah, I feel the evil creeping. Leaving, grieving, but pain bottles up, so I believe in bleeding. On every page that my pencil graces, these mental faces of demons circle my gentle placement on the throne, baby. I ain't been home lately, I've been in beast mode, in the studio getting rankings without a cheat code. Believe what we told, when I die, my casket is gonna be gold. Let me reload, bang. On the track, I'm never shooting blanks. Ready to die, you believe what you choose to think. I choose to drink. E and J just to numb the pain, plotting to run the game. Call me Casper, it's just a name. I am friendly, but I got them hands with me. And I'll be ready for the bullet when they can get me. Yeah, somebody get them with another round. I'll be killing music till they finally put me underground.
There's no heart in the evil. There are so many people. Are we united? Martin Luther King died cause he spoke it. Time is for the march and we outside starting riots. Blue strips is in the money. Anybody asking questions? They trying to control. See nobody learn their lessons. We foolish sometimes. Hope cops don't come and arrest us. This world is at war. Get your guns and your vesting. Even when it's cold, we have someone we can trust in. Believe we're gonna rise in the world so divided. Races, individuals always try to hide it. Getting so excited with big faces in their wallets. The homeless outside looking for some shoes to walk in. The greedy in your face can't wait to take your taxes. They underneath the ground and they working for the devil. Somebody gonna free them in a sea full of rebels. I got one dream and a blunt in my mouth. I'm straight from Tennessee and we know to bring them out.
Yes, sir. Kingfish Money back in the building, man. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Definitely felt the vibe of the track, the beat and all that. Yo, Preacher House, who produced that beat, man?
Man, can't think of who the name was. The dude that was working with me that produced that. I think my homie Big Fame, I think, gave me that beat or one of them. But, dude, man, definitely felt the vibe to it. That was what I come up with, like I said. I think we put it together well, and I think all the people who worked with on that is definitely talented individuals, and I hope their solo things go well, man.
Man, real talk, man. You know, definitely doing your thing once again, man. Some lyrics on there, and you said they're inspiring. You said you lost your brother in the helicopter?
Yeah, man, that was my brother-in-law, but, yeah, he died of in a helicopter crash. He was a paramedic, actually, for the helicopters, and he died doing that, man, doing what he loved. It was 6 months after that I lost my brother to suicide, unfortunately, man. So it was rough time about the time that track hit. So.
Man, that's crazy, man. One thing about us, though, as artists, man, you know, we can, you know, put that into words, man, and you know what I mean? Kind of comes therapy to us.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, man. It's a release, man. That's for sure.
I know that feeling, man. I definitely made a lot of those. Put them out, you know, put a lot out. Put a few out, but, you know, even, you know, just writing it and just, you know what I mean, reading it back to yourself, definitely find answers and, you know, becomes therapy for you, you know. Keep it going, man. You know what I'm saying?
Some of my hottest stuff's yet to come, man, so y'all wait.
You heard that. Speaking of the hot, got one question for you. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know this track right here?
Okay. I do know that one.
Yep.
That was actually one of them. Unfortunately, committed suicide. We had an album in the works, but that was definitely a dope thing, man.
Man, oh, man. Well, let's go ahead and introduce this track to the world, man, to the people, man. Let's introduce this therapy right quick.
Yeah, this was Brighter Days, which was me and my brother. Vic James is what he went as an artist, but Andrew Gillum, shout outs to him. Wish you would have stuck around, man. Like, life gets hard, but it never gets that hard. Well, overcome it all, that's for sure. But, yeah, man, hope y'all enjoy this track.
You heard that. Let's get it then, the control room, baby. Creature Halves is in the building. Hatch in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Man, most definitely, man. Appreciate you writing the song. And, who was playing the guitar in the background?
Man, like I said, that was my brother. He played the guitar. He didn't come up with that part of the song. That was actually just our first attempt kind of laying a platform for what we were going to do. And I was actually still currently writing my lyrics whenever we were recording it. Like, it's kind of funny. Like, but this stuff never really got to see the light of day, so I just wanted to kind of get that out there, you know, kind of for my brother, really. So.
Well, it's definitely getting some light, man, right here on For the Record Radio, man. You know, but independent artists matters the most, man. We play independent artists 7 days a week right here, man, 6 p.m. West Coast time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, yeah, for sure, man, p.m. Eastern. So I like it, man. I definitely like it, man. You know, I know I've heard it before, man. You know, just hearing it again is definitely, you know, especially if you're, you know, whatever rhythm, if you're feeling that rhythm of the song, it's going to be real powerful for you. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely going to be powerful for you, man, and a healing as well, man. So salute to you, my brother, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We got about, got about 14 minutes left for the show, you know, excuse me, 17 minutes left for the show. And you know what we normally do at 6:45, we allow the next caller to control the last 15 minutes of the show. Being the fact we don't have any callers right now, so we're going to continue on and keep rocking and rolling right here with Preacher Has. He's definitely in the building. And I actually got a few more questions for him. So my next question, man, you know, first off, that song was definitely a vibe, man, so keep doing your thing and, you know, definitely write more like that. And what's the future looking like for you, man?
Like I say, man, working with BP Entertainment, man, has been a blessing in itself. And man, just keep seeing what keeps opening up. Like I say, working on them albums, got that coming out. Got some clothing I'm working on putting out. A few different avenues to get different things going. Of course, the video shoot's coming up. So a lot of different things going on at the same time, but trying to get it all done.
Yes, sir, man. It's like, you know, definitely juggling these balls all at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a circus, man, and we just, you know, that's how life is sometimes, you know? I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like life's a circus, man, you know what I'm saying? And we just, you know, we're playing a part, man, you know, and we definitely got to juggle the balls to, you know, to keep the entertainment going and, you know, and be able to, you know, because, yeah, most definitely, man. So are you performing at all? Like, you know.
Man, that's what we're working on, getting some shows together. I know, BP's talking about having us go out that way, Cali, and hopefully do a big show. That's in the talk, so I'm hoping that's going to happen.
Oh, man. That'd be dope. So when was the last time you actually performed?
And last time has been I performed out in Nashville at the Orange Peel, man. We put on a show out there for a CD opening party for one of my homies. So, of course, around here, you know, for a while everything was shut down, but they finally got some spots. But a lot of places, man, don't be letting you do shows around here. You know, they find out what type of music you're doing, they ain't going to even let you in the door. Like, that's the bad part.
Oh, that sucks. That's crazy, man. Yeah, man. So so you are going to be, you know, performing pretty soon because things are definitely opening back up, man. For sure, when I was out there in New York as well, man, a lot of things are opening back up, man. The clubs are definitely still packed. People are still out there, man, doing their thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't wait to get back out there myself, man, and start performing. You know, I would love to do that, man. I got the energy for it. I think I'm ready to get back on that stage. Man, the first time, you know, believe it or not, man, I actually was on a stage. Man, I rock that crowd, man. Like, I've been doing that shit for years, man.
Yep. Yeah, you can check my performance out on YouTube, too, man. But I'm the same way, man. It's just like a feeling takes over when you step on there. It's like, man, I know it's something different. That's for sure.
Man, tell me about it. There ain't show something different, man. You know, I just got into my zone, you know. And, wow, man, like, people are – they never seen me perform, and I never even knew of. Just they were there for other people, man. They were screaming, "I love you!" I'm like, Oh shit, like that. Shit, I love you too, man. You know what I'm saying? You love.
You
know,
realize how much energy
know.
It takes to perform, man. It's crazy.
Right. Takes a whole lot of energy, man, to perform. It takes a whole lot of energy to get up on that stage and to remember your words. You know what I mean? That's one
that
thing. You get up there, and you know, be like, yo. Start choking. Like, yo, shit. Like,
yeah,
hold on, hold on.
They won't want that.
Dang, sure don't want that, man. So I definitely was making sure I did a lot of times, man, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, before I actually got up there, man, and did my thing. And I did pretty good. And I know you will continue to do your thing as well, man. So who and what or how you got inspired from my writing music? Who, what, or how?
Like inspired my writing and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, like who inspired
man,
you know, anything?
You know, a lot of the inspiration comes from Pac, man. If you're into freaking music and it's got to do with hip hop, man, if your inspiration ain't coming from Pac, I don't know, man. Like, it's
so,
funny
so
though, because me and B.I.G.'s got the same birthday though, but man, I felt like I always loved Pac, man. I don't know.
Oh, Tupac. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely,
man. You know, if you, yeah. If you ain't getting inspired by that brother, then, man. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you are inspired by that brother, then you definitely got something to say. I would say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's what I felt like,
say,
man. I felt like a lot of what he put down was real, man, and, like, there ain't nobody that did it like he did it, man. It's sad we were coming up on the anniversary of him just a few days ago, man, that's for sure. Like, hard day. Like,
man, that's real, man. That's real, man.
And see, I won't forget that, too, man. I remember back in high school, sitting in high school, and they're playing on the news that freaking Eazy-E passed, and I was like, dang, this is crazy, you know? Like, that was another leg to think. And it was no time after they said he was sick. It was sad. Like, you don't forget them days.
Yeah,
and then them days stick with you when legends go.
Man, it definitely went quick. I don't remember. I think I was dumb young, man, around that time when it happened, man. But I definitely heard it. And I know, man, his songs was definitely inspired. That's around the time Bone Thugs and Harmony was coming out, and
man,
those songs, man, you know, especially like Crossroads.
Oh man, that Crossroads
man,
was,
you know,
hard.
Yeah, that was definitely hard, man. What's the one song they did with Eazy-E, man, together? But that
Love
song
money.
They did was, yeah, Love It, yeah, that track, right? What? I was living in Florida at that time, in Daytona Beach, Florida. And man, you know, we was down the street. You know, we was in the street. People in the street was bumping that in Florida. You know, my homies, man, my homeboy, man, they had the boombox. You know, back in the day, we used to have the boombox outside, listening to the, you know, to the songs or what, you know. And then we used to also put it on our shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Walking down the street. So I remember for Christmas, man. No lie, man. I remember for Christmas. My mom had got me a big boom box, man, a real nice one, man. You know what I'm saying? And Christmas Day, man, I was bumping that track, headed to my homeboy house, man, you know what I'm saying, bumping that Love of the Money, you know what I'm saying? And he lived in the projects. So I went up to the projects, you know what I'm saying? We over there and we bumping, man. So shout out to, you know, Eazy-E, man, rest in peace. You know, N.W.A.,
yeah,
man, the legendary group. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't watched that movie, go watch that movie, N.W.A. Shout out to all the legends. You know, the legacy, the West Coast, man, most definitely going to continue on to keep this going. Real talk, man. So, yo, look, we got about 9 minutes left for the show, man. You know, shout out to you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I got a question, man. What's up with this song, man, going crazy?
Man, this one was to introduce y'all to Big Fame. Like I said, he's on the hook on this one. Man, I think it was a hot song. This was also to introduce you to Casso. Casso's on this one. He's another artist I'm working with, trying to get a solo thing going for him too. So And Big Fang, man, he's been doing his thing. So y'all hopefully be hearing from him soon, I'm hoping.
Man, you heard him. Well, we're going to go ahead and bump that track right quick on the control room, you know, because we got about a few minutes left. So we got to get all these songs out, man, that people want to hear. So let's go ahead and let them hear it right quick. King Kush Money, the control room, preacher house. We in here. Yeah.
Heaven's not an easy trip. I'm seeing now, can't believe this life I'm dealing with. Lord, touch me now, cause I'm riding in this broken ship. I'm looking down and these waters getting rough in it. I might just drown, but I hope he holds me up in it. I'm losing hope, but could you fill my cup a little bit? It's slinging dope fists, it's the type of life I get. I guess I learned just how to deal with it. If I may slip, could you pick me up a little bit? At times in life, I can really seem to be a dick. There's been some things that I just can't forget. If I try hard, could you stop my pain a little bit? We supposed to love life, but I've been feeling so sick of it. Is it just what I said again? Could I get a beef for dinner? Wish maybe the life that I win again. But since the beginning, I've been dealing with this, and now I don't mean to trip.
This shit right here got me going crazy. This shit right here, I'm going through it daily. I'm constantly stressing about this daily payment. Got me talking to God, another conversation. This shit right here got me going crazy. This shit right here, I'm going through it daily. Worry about my next movie for Rosa Segment. I'm telling you, Lord, cause only you can save it.
Gotta make it to heaven if I'm going through hell, and make it to a promised land, living without a care. For now, the switch is in the air to keep my mind stimulated, elevated to the alpha state of mind. I fly away with hopes that I'ma make it, but which path will I be taking? The darker will I see the light at my final destination? Tarnished past, I can't erase it, but my future is forever. For the biggest, I'ma face it's stopping, never, ever, ever, no mistaking. God gave me this talent to kill beasts, so that's why they call it blessing. When you're rapping like a beast, the confessions of a lost soul, trying to get it right. My testimony isn't phony like some of y'all living right. I'm just trying to let my life rent to a little bit of trouble. I'ma learn from my mistakes, trying not to make them double. God told me remain humble, you know just what to do. Keep my eyes to the sky and you will get through.
This shit right here got me going crazy. This shit right here, I'm going through it daily. I'm constantly stressing about this daily payment. Got me talking to God, another conversation. This shit right here got me going crazy. This shit right here, I'm going through it daily. Worry about my neck moving, where Rosa Segment. I'm telling you, Lord, cause only you can save it.
Yeah, 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 King Kush Money, man, is back in the building, man. Thank y'all so much, man, for tuning in and showing y'all love and support, man. Definitely another dope show for the books, man. We put together, man, and definitely a dope brother right here, Preacher House, man, coming through with his talent, bringing his talent, exposing his talent to the world, so you know us independent artists out there can hear it, man. Keep doing your thing, my brother, man. Whatever you need, man, you're always welcome back here for the Record Radio at any time. You don't have to just be on my show. We got shows 7 days a week. So if you got any other song that you want to promote, anything you want to do, man, just go ahead, call the number, or just get in contact with me. You don't know the number? 929-477-2425. Yes, indeed. And right now, we live with Preacher House.
Hey, appreciate it for sure, man. Much love for what you're doing, man. Definitely. And
man,
I definitely
that.
Try to call in as I can, man. I get a chance to. Most of the time I'm working, but I'm still trying to tune into the show, so I'm hearing that a lot of these artists out there bringing some fire, man, like that Blue or whatever it was that was playing the other night, man. It was off the chain. I love that.
Oh, you talking about Crossing Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, she dope, man. She's, you know, from Minnesota. You know, shout out to Flock Guys, man. She definitely got some heat. another dope independent artist coming out of there, man. You know, yeah, man, For the Record Radio, we got a lot of dope talent over here, man, such as myself, you, everybody, man. Dope talent, that's all we play. If you ain't dope, you ain't playing over here.
Yeah, it's always good to tune in, man. Hopefully everybody's out there listening, that's for sure.
Man, real talk, man. I'm pretty sure they is, man. Thank you so much once again, my brother. We got about 4 minutes left for the show. Man, go ahead and get your social media out one more time for the people.
Like I say, man, y'all look me up. I'm on Instagram, Preacher House. Same thing, Facebook. You know, if you want to find me on YouTube, it's Preach Nation. You can find me easily that way, man. But I appreciate the support, definitely.
Man, we got you, man, most definitely. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Check in with your boy next Wednesday night to see who I'm going to have on. You already know what it is. And also know that I got a lot of dope merchandise. I got a lot of CDs as well. You know what I'm saying? Everything, man, you know, that I have. And I'm trying to actually put out and give to the people. I've been sitting on it for some time. Now it's time to give it out to the people. You know what I'm saying? My team been on my ass about it. So guess what? Lucky winner going to come. Matter of fact, Preacher House, man, I'm going to send you a CD. How about that, man? What I want you to do, my brother, I want you to give me some information, you know, in the inbox. I'm going to go ahead and send you a copy of a Warriors music, some timeless music that I have put together, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and sign a CD for you as well, man, because I know it's going to be worth some money someday. So shout out to Preacher House and also for the callers next Wednesday, man. Y'all stay tuned in. I got some merchandise on the way, CDs on the way. Every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, the control room. Shout out to Preacher House. King Kush Money in the building, man. We're going to go ahead and end the show with some Carson Blue. I want my hands from Carson Blue. This brother likes Carson Blue. Shout out to Minnesota, man. Yeah, man, Minnesota stand up, man. They got a lot of great talent over there, man. We're doing what we're doing. And this is what we're doing. We're about to play some Carson Blue. In the show, control room, you know what it is. Preacher House, man, salute to you, my brother.
Yeah, salute to y'all, man. We'll see y'all next time for sure.
You all ready.
They thinking I will never make it. Nope. I guess I gotta prove them wrong. Haters on my phone, yeah. But I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own. So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne. I mean, now I gotta get to this money. None of these niggas can do nothing for me. Chasing a bag, I'd be damned if I didn't. I'm sucking this music, it's one of my lips. I got a dream that I'm willing to follow. Thought they be tweaking and shipping and swallow. I'm in my bag at the end of the day. So stay in your lane, cause you all in the way. I was down so bad and nobody ever asked. I needed help, I needed cash. Now I'm all up in my bag and I don't know how to act. So just blame it on my friends. Throw that stack of dividends. Yeah, keep up in my pants. I'm all up in my cheddar, I'm so grateful. You know the people gotta talk because they hateful. But that's not why I'm here. I got a major plan. Buy my dupes of crystal, she ain't never got it. And I will never make it. I guess I gotta prove them wrong. Keep that ratchet to the side of me, cause I don't have no trust for a damn soul. I don't need no fucking friends, I talk to bankroll. Money though, if you ain't talking money, then you ain't got shit for me. Stop talking to niggas, cause they combo hella boring. And the way that they been moving, I could catch a nigga snoozing. But a snake ain't in my blood, so don't get this shit confusing. Told this nigga not to even play with blue. Send a letter to your mom, like when's the funeral, when the date. Give your ass a date, place a bullet on your plate. I think I need my lip gloss, a bitch gotta look good. Told you I'm finna take off. Make it. I guess I gotta prove them wrong. I guess I gotta prove them wrong. Too many secrets in the face. Yeah, that's why these haters on my phone. That's why they keep calling my phone. Yeah.
feelings.